Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is September the 15th, 2021. We're grateful unto God. We're grateful this morning for 9 months and 15 days into this new year. And he's yet blessing us. He's yet issuing out wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And not only that, his word still holds true today. Hallelujah. We just got to trust him and trust his word. And so today we're going to be talking about the long-term side effects of COVID-19 and the side effects of this vaccine. And what are the long-term side effects of COVID-19? The CDC posted some stuff, and we're going to take a look at it and everything. But I even found out today that if you're not able to walk or, you know, get around, you're homebound, let's say, they will come to you and administer this vaccination to you. And when I tell you, everywhere you look, it's posted. Vaccine, vaccine, come get it, come get it, come get it. It's free, it's free, it's free, come get it, come get it. And I'm like, what in the world? And then yesterday I was told that some nurses and even a few doctors walking off because they're being forced to take it. And many said, I'm not taking that. I was told that a guy called Coca-Cola and had a list of items. And he asked the person who answered the phone about the items on the list. And he told him, he said, well, if I give this to my children, what will happen to me? And the man told him, well, if you give this to your children, they will die and they'll get you on charges of murder. He said, well, these are items that's listed in the vaccine. He said, well, email it to me. And so I'm waiting to hear back from the person who told me this to see what happened. Because if what's in it is poisonous, I think cyanide and some other stuff was on the list, I want to know what's happening. Because he said, if you give it to your children, what will happen? He said it will kill them and you will be up on murder charges. And see, people never, you know, we wasn't thinking, if I take this thing, what is the side effects? If I take this, what is the long-term side effects? I got something that says Israel has among the world's highest levels of vaccination for COVID-19, with the 78% of those 12 and older fully vaccinated, the vast majority with the Pfizer vaccine, yet the country is now logging one of the world's highest infection rates. If it doesn't protect you and it allegedly making people sick, why the push to vax everyone? Smells fishy to me. I know that's right. I will not comply. I don't think I will either. Because of this, really and truly, when have the government just really, really cared about the people like that? Not only that, but the scripture tells us to trust God with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. But people wanted something so quick and so fast because they wanted the world to go back like it was. They wanted evil to abound more. They wanted to continue to do whatever it is they was doing. And God allowed this thing. I'm not saying he sent it, but he allowed this thing to come. People did not stop. They did not stop themselves and say, wait a minute. I never been in this before. I never heard of this before. Is God trying to tell me something? What is going? No, they heard what the government said. We got a vaccine for it. Now go take it. It'll kill COVID. We never considered the side effects, let alone what was the thought of God on this. We just rushed out many and got it right off the bat. I mean, it was proud of it, posting it. You know, I got vaccinated. I'm like, what in the world? To me, it was like if people was posting, I got the 3-6s. I got my mark of the beast. Are you getting your mark of the beast? That's what it was like for me. And I'm like, wow, somebody's not consulting God. They consulting their flesh and what the government is saying or whoever is pushing this. This is what they're considering. They're not considering God in all their ways. And they don't have the patience to allow him to direct their path. Because I'm with this. If it doesn't protect you and is allegedly making people sick, why to push the backs everyone? My daughter had it. My daughter took the vaccine. Now laying over in Mayo Hospital, simply fighting for her life. And she was vaccinated. My personal opinion, had she not taken that foolishness and prayed to the Lord, because she already had many illnesses. If you already got some stuff going on with you, do not take stuff, especially you don't know what it's about. And people started crying out. The FDA didn't approve it. FDA approved. How do you know that? You trust in man and we're not trusting God. Man could care less. It's God that loves us. It's God that will protect us if we will allow him to and not jump in our flesh and think we can protect ourselves. Many today, they don't like the truth. They refuse to hear the truth. Whatever somebody else said that sounds good to them, that's what they follow. They won't follow the truth of God. I can come and tell you something. You won't follow that. You got to find something else. You can't hold on to what God has said. You just have to find yourself something else to go with. This is not enough. No, that's not right. This go with this and that go with that. And listen, you're being deceived. Not only by your flesh, but by man, and the devil is working with you. Later on, you find out what you didn't have, now you got it. Later on, you just don't wake up one day. And they're not going to tell you it's from the vaccine. They're not telling me where your daughter was vaccinated. And she already had kidney problems. She already had a lung disease or something in her lungs already. No, they're not going to tell you this kind of stuff. She no longer have COVID, but yet she's in a coma, an induced coma that they put her in. Whenever they try to remove the ventilator from the trach in her throat, she get agitated and they have to stop. And then they put her back out in an induced coma. See, something is not right. I'm not a medical profession, so I don't really know. But I know when something is not right. I know the human body is supposed to work with certain things. God made us perfect because he made us in his image. But it's us that mess us up. My friend in Washington State, he said he was diagnosed with cancer in his eye. I had never heard of that before. And he had a couple of knots on his leg and things. You already been diagnosed with cancer and you allow these people to tell you because you got cancer, you need the vaccine. No, sir and no, ma'am. I would not have done it. It's just cancer just going to have to take me on out because I'm just not going to take what you offering me. I went to this one doctor. And they were my primary care doctor. And I believe they were students practicing medicine. But anyway, I liked them over there, so I continued to go bake them brownies, you know me, all kind of stuff. Well, every time I would go, they would offer me the flu shot. They would offer me the pneumonia shot. So that last go round, they told me about it. Well, We want to give this to you. You're older. You're this and that. I said, listen, let me tell you now. If I come back over here for whatever I come for, and you offer me another flu or pneumonia shot, I'm never coming back here. I just have to count my losses because I'm not coming back. Well, when I went back, they offered it to me again. I said, okay, thank you. Never went back. Changed primary doctors. So they try to make it so that you can't get another doctor. You got to stay with this primary doctor for at least a year or whatever. But I just have to suffer through what I have to suffer through because I'm not taking what you offering me because something is wrong with that. I'm a human being. There are natural remedies and medicines I can take that I don't have to take what the pharmaceutical companies are offering. But we're not very smart. We don't acknowledge God in all our ways. See, let me tell you, God knows we're not very smart because he made us. And this is why he said to each of us, the believer, because we know what the world do, it's their thing. They're going to do what they want to do. But to the believer, he said, trust me. With all your heart, your whole heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, listen, A-L-L is a big word, all. It covers a lot, more than you can ever see, more than has already come up in your mind. Acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. Pray to me. Ask me about it. Wait on my answer. And I'm going to tell you which way to go. I'm going to tell you yes or I'm going to tell you no. Whatever I tell you, run with that and watch what happens for you. You're going to be blessed, more than blessed. Your children will be blessed. Matter of fact, your family will be blessed. If we can but hear what God have to say, but we don't want what he says. It's our thing. We want to do what we want to do, and we want to trust everybody but God. Folk ran out and got that vaccine so quick because I can't trust you, God. I got to trust these people. Children, many of them are messed up because they took all kind of vaccinations to go back to school or to start school. Nothing was wrong with your baby until you went and got your baby them shots that they told you they needed to start school. Now your child's slow. Now your child's sitting around, can't even think on their own. And they can't even do homework because they messed up. They can't be still. They're moving. They always got to. But we're looking at everything but that. And we won't come together as a people and say, no, we can't do this part. If my child get it, God intended for it. God allowed it, I'm going to accept what God allowed. But we are scared with people when he didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And when we allow him to lead and guide us, he's going to lead and guide us in the right path. Not in a confusing path, not in the wrong path, not in a fleshly path, but in the right path, the path that will keep us safe. The path that will bless us and our families. But when people groan, you know, it's not a whole lot you can do. I had so many people, oh, I'm going for it. I said, please don't. Oh, don't do that. They ignored me and went on and come back and told me, I got mine. All I can say is, Lord, have mercy. But what he's looking at, you told them not, you asked them, brother, not to do it. Now, they can trust you when you tell them they're going to get the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. They can trust what you say when you tell them they're about to get some money. But when you tell them I said no to this or that, they can't hear that. So they run on and do their thing. And then later on, 5 years down the road, it may affect them in a way they never saw before. I've seen people, nothing was wrong with them. Nothing was wrong with them. Nothing. They went and got vaccinated and died. I'm not talking about in 5 years. I'm talking about within a few days. They were dead and gone. Because they're tricking the people with this. Well, you of age and this will protect you from COVID. That's a lie. It's not protecting you from COVID. My daughter's in the hospital because COVID started all of this. She contracted the virus. Nothing was wrong with my oldest grandson. Nothing. Healthy young man. Eat real good. Here he come with COVID. I'm sure he had been vaccinated. Because, see, people want, I don't care how much they say I'm in the church, I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, I'm a this. They want things to go back to the way that they were. And they want it so bad, they're willing to do anything to get the country back to where it was. It's not going back. I don't care how many vaccines you give. I don't care what no one says. God has the last word on everything. He's got the last word on everything. And if we're not listening to him, it's only two, good and evil. If we're not listening to God, then who are we listening to? And if we're confused, we need to stop ourselves and pray. Stand still and wait on the answer because it's coming. But we wound our own selves. We hurt our own selves. Yeah, the young lady Johnson, I don't forgot her first name right away, said, Lord, deliver me from me. All I do is hurt me. That song goes deep for me because guess what? I'm hurting me because I won't listen to you. And really, I have a form of godliness and I'm denying the power thereof. I say one thing out my mouth, but I do another. I quote scriptures and all of this, but I'm doing opposite of what you said. Is yet, I'm doing all of this. I went to the altar and said, I do to you. I've been in the word. I've been listening to the preacher teach the word, but yet it's my thing. I'm doing what I want to do because I can't just trust you with my whole heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways acknowledge you. I can't do it, although you said you would direct my path. I'm wise in my own eyes. I don't really fear you too much, enough. I don't fear you enough, so I won't depart from evil. I will keep doing my own thing. I went and looked for this now. I went and looked for this to see what was the side effects. We're going to read some stuff. If I'm not sick, why would I take something that's going to make me sick? Why would I take something that's going to give me a headache? Why in the world would I take something that's going to give me chills and fever, muscle and body aches, coughs, fatigue? I done lost my taste and my smell. My throat is sore. I'm congested with a runny nose. I'm nausea and vomited. I have diarrhea. In some cases, I have trouble breathing. I didn't have this before. Persistent pain and pressure in my chest. New confusion. Inability to wake or stay awake. Pale, gray, or blue-colored skin. Lips or nail beds. Depending on the skin tone. Why would I do this to me? I love Barbara. I'm not finna get, listen, I heard what you said it did to the other people. I'm not about to try it. I'm not the smartest. I wouldn't call myself a genius. But I don't think it took a rocket science to check this out, to wait on God. I don't think it would have took that. Yeah, I'm not the brightest color in the crayon box, you know. But I know how to trust God. And if I don't know how to trust him, I'm going to talk to him and stand still and say, Lord, you got to show me. I can't move. I can't do nothing until you show me. They told me it was Jacob told him, hey, I'm not turning you loose until you bless me. I'm going to wrestle with you until you bless me. Now, once you bless me, I'm going to turn you loose. We forget these things. Because we're moving with the modern day, new age, new world stuff. We're moving with all this stuff. We're not going back to the old path, which going to keep us safe and sound from all hurt, harm, or danger. We're not going to do that. Because I got to look like everybody else. I got to do what it's the new way. It's the way of living now. It's what we do. No, it ain't what I do. I'm a human being. And God made me in his image, and he made this body. He know how to connect the lungs in my chest and then bring them down, you know. He knew how to give me a stomach over here on my right side. He knew how to put my liver back here and thing and kidneys, you know. He knew how to connect a brain inside my head and then put a skull over that to protect it. And then put a layer of topping over that and then hair over that. He knew. He knew how to connect my neck to my shoulder to my arm. I got a little elbow back there, and then my arm to my wrist to my hand to my finger, and all this stuff works. It works. Yeah. And with all deceivable of unrighteousness in that and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God should send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. Pleasure in unrighteousness, strong delusion. Thank you, sir. 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verses 10 and 12. I'm just simply stating some stuff this morning. Hopefully it will wake us up. I hope nobody think I'm pushing on them or calling them stupid or calling them a lie. I hope you don't feel that way this morning. I just hope you see God is trying to open your eyes, because I can't, only he can. The day you hear his word, harden not your heart, is what he said. Lord, I made a mistake. I didn't trust you. I trust what the news said. I trust what man said. And God, I stepped out in doubt. I've stepped out without you. But Father, if you will forgive me. Forgive me, and I know you will, because your word said you would. Forgive me, Father. And whatever this they have put in me, shot in me, God, I ask that you would combat it. I ask that you would let it come all the way out of my body. And let it not affect me in any kind of way. Help me to remember to wash my hands, to shower, Lord, to wash my hair, to wash my clothes, to keep Lysol handy, wipes handy, mask myself up properly when I go out. If I feel like I've been exposed around a number of people, when I come in, help me to take these clothes off and immediately wash them if I can. If not, tie them up in a plastic bag until I get to go to do laundry. Help me today, Lord, to open my eyes. We all should have been in the book of Revelation. We all should be there, because I believe these are times that he spoke about, and I believe what he spoke about is coming to pass daily. And it's not time to be fearful. It's time to gird up the loins of your heart and mind in him. And be a great witness. Wherever you are, be a great witness. If you're on your job, be a great witness. If you're going to and fro, be a great witness. I left here yesterday, and I went over to meet Nikki. She lived a little bit past Greenland, Florida. On my way down there, now, I got all through Fleming Island, Orange Park, got into Jacksonville, no rain, no nothing. Had my cute little sunglasses on, Sion, and was headed on out, Phillips Highway. I took the long route because Nikki was overdoing some work, and I had to wait on her to get done with the work to get the cake from her to take to the hospital. And we was not going to interact with each other. She's in her car. I'm in mine. She just extend a hand out with the cake in a box. I get it and put it in the truck and roll, you know. So look, as I'm going down Phillips Highway on through Greenland, coming to Greenland and going on through Greenland, when I tell you it just stormed like, I'm like, my goodness. And if this was a different kind of rain, I want y'all to hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me. This was not the normal rain that I was used to. This was some other kind of rain. And I enjoyed it, to be honest with you. And it was big drops that plop, plop. I mean, it wasn't hail. I know hail. But it was rain. And it wasn't tickling peak, peak, like it would break the windshield or anything. When a drop would hit, it would open up. A drop would hit and it would open up. It was just different. And I thought to myself, well, is this coming off of Nicholas? But it looked like Jacksonville, Orange Park, Fleming Island would have got some green coat. We would have got some. I saw nothing we got, even when I got back. If we watch it as well as praying, and we turn on our patience, we're going to get to see something from God. We're going to get to see the times have changed. Things have changed. It's not the norm like it used to be, and it's not going back there. I don't care who's trying to put it back there. God have the last word. He's the one that made the heavens and the earth. Your president didn't make the heavens and earth. Mr. Biden didn't make it. The government did not make the heavens and the earth. Almighty God did that. Now, you want to know how to be comfortable in the earth? Seek God with your whole heart here. Turn your patience on and trust what he showed you. If you're not sure, stand still so you can see his salvation. Stand still so you can see God at work, so you can get to see the move of God. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop being wise in your own eyes. It profits you nothing but danger. Danger, Will Smith, danger. Yeah. So listen, let's go to prayer and one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with the scripture. And then we're coming back to continue to talk about our topic for today. And our topic is this, the long-term side effects of COVID-19. But not only that, the side effects of the vaccination. What are they? What is it? What are we doing? Yeah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you love us. 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 We thank you this morning for your love. Father, you loved us. You sent your only begotten Son. That if we'll believe on you, we won't perish but have everlasting life. We thank you this morning for you, the God of the earth. You're the God of heaven. You made heaven and earth. We thank you this morning that you are on our side in spite of us. Because, Father, we can do some really messed up things, God. You knew us before we entered our mother's womb. You know all about us, Lord. And you know our flesh, God. You know we tend to want to please it. But we thank you this morning that you made a way that we can make the flesh behave. We can make the flesh come under subjection if we choose to. We thank you this morning that you made a way we can focus on you and your word if we decide to. You made a way to bring us out of darkness into this marvelous light. This morning we reverence you as Almighty God who have all the power. Hey, God. Hey, Lord Jesus. There is no higher power today. And Father, you're more than we need, and we're grateful unto you. We appreciate you. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Father, we love you today. For it was you who first loved us. You made us. You know all about us. Yet you accepted us just the way we were and just the way that we are. You yet accept us. For it's you that look beyond our fault and yet meet our needs. We're grateful this morning and we thank you this morning. But Father, we need your help even further to remind us, God, that you're Almighty God. And if we can but trust you, you're going to bring us out better than all right. You're going to bring us out good. And we come this morning touching and agreeing every call and every listener. Those that's coming through the archives and the podcast, we touch and agree that, Father, you would bless every household represented here, every person represented here. Father, we come asking that you would fix our hearts and regulate our minds. And we ask for forgiveness of all our sins and wrongdoings in the name of Jesus. We come this morning asking that you would fix us. We need fixing, Lord. For many times we lean to our own understanding. We're wise in our own eyes. And Father, we need your help. And I know you come. Because you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. For many days, Lord, we don't follow your word. And it's as if we don't understand, like the apostles were. But you yet blessed them. You yet taught them and you yet kept them. And we're asking for the same thing this morning, that you would yet keep us. And Father, that you would yet teach us. Teach us your ways in the name of Jesus. We need you today, God. We don't want to hear from man. We want to hear from you. Train our ears that your sheep will know your voice and a stranger they will not follow. Help us to open our spiritual eyes. Teach us how to open our spiritual eyes that we can see the move of you and we won't make a move of ourselves in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe these are the last days and you're coming back looking for the church without spot or wrinkle, and we want to be ready when you come. But Father, we need you. We need to follow your leading, God, but if we don't know, God, we can't do it. Train us. Train us in the way we should go in you. And Father, daily we won't depart. Help us daily not to depart from it. We want you this morning. We need you, not just for what you can give and how you can give it, but Father, we need you. For without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we won't exist. It's you that's keeping us alive. Because of you, we have our being. We're breathing. We're moving. It's our mind, oh God. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Again this morning, give us wisdom. Give us knowledge and understanding. Your word says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. It gives freely, gives liberally, and upbraideth not. Father, we're calling on you this morning. We're crying out to you because we need it. Without it, we're not going to make it. Our flesh is going to be deceived, and the enemy will own us. Father, we're backslidden because we wasn't obedient. You said we belong to you if we obey you. Help us, God. Send us the spirit of obedience, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding like never before. That, God, we won't be dumb because you don't want us ignorant. But, Lord, we'll be wise, not in our own eyes, but in you and in your word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we mean this morning from the very core of our hearts. Hey, Lord, we want you, God. We need you. Oh, we want to be right. We want to walk upright before you. We want to be great witnesses unto you. And Father, we come asking that you would bless every household here represented, every family member, those that are near and those that are far, every friend, those that are near and those that are far. Father, bless those that are teaching the truth, that God, your word would reach further. Help those who don't believe the truth and who is hard for them to receive the truth. God, give them a soft heart that they can receive from you, not from man, in the name of Jesus. When they hear your voice, God, they will honor and obey in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are sick this morning. Father, many are under the weather. And Lord, we know that you're the God that healeth thee. We know that you're the God that healed all manner of sickness and disease, every ache, every pain. God, move this morning. Every disease, every sickness that's been announced, God, we ask this morning that you would turn it around for us, heal our bodies physically, spiritually, and mentally. Father, we ask this morning that these bodies would line up with your word. And that, God, we'll be careful what we put in them. We'll be careful what we do with them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, remember and bless those that are incarcerated. God, I know these people are suffering in different ways and going through different things because they're locked up and all this stuff is happening. But God, you're able. And your people that's there, that's spreading the word, God, increase them the more. Increase their territory to spread the word more through the prison system in the name of Jesus. Father, bless those that are in every branch of the military, widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, preachers everywhere, preaching the truth in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you and love for your people. Not that it's a duty or a job or they are up on display, but God, in obedience unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Do the same for them. Move by your spirit in a mighty way for these your people. For you so loved the world, you sent your son for all of us, not one group, but everybody. You sent Peter from Joppa to come down to let the Gentiles know we can belong to you and that we could receive the Holy Ghost, your spirit that leads and guides into all truth. And it reminds us, hallelujah. Bless these your people. Father, continue to bless America, but I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you will bring every American on their knees in prayer, and that God, we will come before you repenting like never before as one people in the name of Jesus. This leadership, oh God, we ask today that if you're not in them, that God, you would save them on purpose in the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord. Sanctify them. And fill them with your spirit, oh God, that they will only obey you. God, if it means taking us back, do what you have to do, Father, to bring us into obedience unto you in the name of Jesus. There was a time when you said something, what you said, it meant something. A handshake sealed the deal. There was a time when people had love in their heart. That was a time when people had a standard. They had respect for themselves today, Lord. It appears none of that is in many. But God, we know that you're able. We know that you made the heavens and the earth. You made man. And Father, whatever your heart desire is, you're going to move. Hallelujah. Not my will or our will, but Father, your will is going to be done. And we thank you for it. Whether we feel good effects or bad effects, your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Prepare us, oh God. Prepare us. Prepare our hearts and minds in the name of Jesus. Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here. Speak to your people, oh God, and give them a spiritual ear to hear what you're saying to the church. Let not one word fall on stony ground. Don't let the roots come up and choke it, the weeds come up and choke it out of them. But God, that they will receive from you, not from me, but from you. And they will walk accordingly unto you in the name of Jesus. Are your almighty God, Jehovah, that have all power. And Father, there's no higher power today. And we're crying out to all power. For we know you be for us. And your word says if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. We believe you this morning, Father. Today we trust you. And we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to keep our mind on you, knowing you'll keep us in perfect peace. Father, we want to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. We want to delight ourselves in you. We just want to obey your word. And whatever your word said will happen, Father, we know it will. We just want to obey what you said. We want to follow the instructions. And Father, the blessings from the instructions will overtake us. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you all the honor and praise. And Father, we ask it all again today in your son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I can hear this song real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He give me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. In the morning, he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me the victory. So many people doubt him. Louis, I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. In the noon, he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Oh, yeah, I can keep going with it. At the night, he's real. Real. Jesus is real to me. Ha! Oh, yes. He gives me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Ah, oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's a way maker, heart fixer, mind regulator, promise keeper. Hallelujah. He's God Almighty. He's on our side today. Cast our cares upon him. Look what he said, because he cares for us. Oh, my goodness alive. I feel all right there. Ooh, I know he's doing greater things. Look, it was my heart's desire to get that cake over there to them nurses and doctors. It took a little work to do it, but I got it done. Yeah. Even had an escort all the way. After I picked that cake up and I got ready to deliver it, I had an escort. I did an escort to take me back to show me how to get back home from over there. A quicker, faster, better. He's a perfect God, and he does perfect things. If we can but believe, and if we can trust him and hold on to him. Turn that TV off if you need to. Cut the news off if you need to. Because, see, if you need to keep up with all this information, somewhere God is not in there. Somewhere in there you think you need to know so you'll know what to do in your flesh. But if God is your guide, if the Holy Ghost is your leader, if the Spirit of God is the one, you don't need what the news people say, because they're tricking folks every day. They done made a mess and a mockery out of this country with the foolishness that they report. A lot of stuff they report, they shouldn't be reporting it. It gives the enemies heads up on what's going on because you done went out there to report it. To sound and act like you doing something important. What they call news is not news at all. Do you hear what I say? It's foolishness. Y'all excuse me. I wouldn't have known anything about a Black Lives Matter. But the media put it out there for me so I could know. Foolishness, nonsense. Life matters. That's all I can say. God made us all for his pleasure. So look, I looked at the Florida COVID-19 response. And now, this is what I found over there. I typed in the effects, side effects. All I get is vaccine information, vaccine locator, testing sites, antibody treatment location. Or locator.
Messenger audio.
That's what I get. So, look. When I hit up the vaccine information, I'm going to see what it brings for Florida. It gives you the latest vaccine updates. It says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has advised emergency use authorization of Region COVID, authorizing it for emergency use as post-exposure prevention. More than 11 million Floridians have now received. I think if that many people would have get it. My goodness. Now, if this is true, more than 11 million people have received the foolishness. Why? They could not trust God. So if I'm not trusting God, who am I trusting? It's only two, good and evil now. So So if I am not trusting God, then I'm trusting evil. Because God is good. Evil is evil. And even my flesh, evil is in my flesh. Evil is in my way of thinking, my way of doing things. And if I don't go to God and ask God for a new mind, which is he give me his spirit, he give me the gift of the Holy Ghost, then I'm out of gas. Because God is a spirit. I know people want to believe these other things and whatever. But the word say he's a spirit. And they that even worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I found these effects, these side effects. The fever and chills, the cold, the shortness of breath, a difficulty breathing, the fatigue, you, the muscle, a body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion, a running nose, nauseas and vomiting, diarrhea. And they even say these are the symptoms, too, that you get 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. So people with these symptoms may have COVID-19. Now, this is what they're saying. Look for emergency warning signs for COVID-19. If someone is showing any of these signs, seek emergency medical care immediately. Trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to wake up, stay awake, pale gray or blue colored skin, lips or nail beds depending on skin tone. Now look, they didn't say these were the side effects. They said possible, possible side effects. Throughout the rest of your body, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, fever, and nausea. These are the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine. What are some long-term effects? These effects can include severe weakness, problem with thinking and judgment, post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD involves a long-term reaction to a very stressful event. Who wants that? Why would I let these people shoot this stuff in me? I don't want these kind of symptoms. Long-term effects of the COVID, and if I get that vaccine. See, but when we don't trust God, we'll go for anything. Yeah, they told me, if you don't believe in something, you'll go for anything. Mm-hmm. And when we have not made God the God of our lives, when we don't believe that he so loved the world that he sent his son Jesus, we're going to walk in our flesh, and the flesh is deceitful. He gave us the ability to believe. He gave us the ability to trust. You didn't just wake up one morning and you were here. Uh-huh. He made us. He created us in his image, but we want everything else but him. We want the ways of the world. We want to do what we see other people doing. Don't you remember when God told Israel, hey, you don't need a king? Look over in Samuel. You do not need a king. I've been more than your king. I've been more than fair to you. I love you. I've treated you good. I gave you increase. I prospered you. What did they say? They wanted what the other people had. They wanted kings like the Philistines and other people had. They didn't want God no longer ruling over them. They wanted what everybody else had. He tried to tell them, Samuel, go back and tell them if they get a king, he going to make confectionery cooks and bakers out their daughters. He going to put their sons in the army. They're going to run behind his chariots and things and before his chariots. They're going to take a tenth of all your good stuff and leave you with whatever you get. We don't care. We want what the other people got. And this is the way that we are. We don't consult God. We consult the news. We consult what the government says. Now, we say we believers. And many of us say we got the Spirit of God living in us. We said when we went to the altar and we asked him to come into our heart and live forever, he gave us his spirit right then and there. But to look at our lives many times, it's like we don't have him. It's as if we walk in this walk by ourselves. But he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us until the end, but we must allow him to. God will not come against our will. We got to want him. Whosoever will, let them come. He's not going to force you. See, this is what I learned over the years. Rich people, they don't announce that they're rich. The nosy news media and them kind of people, you know, digging and probing, they find out. But rich people don't announce it. And you know why? Because they're rich. What I got, I don't have to tell nobody what I got because I have it. What I don't have is what I'm announcing to make you think that I got it when I don't. God has the power. He don't have to show you, demonstrate it, announce. He don't have to do any of that because he has it. He has the power. But he gave us great and precious promises, but we ignore it. He said, if you trust me with all your heart, again, that word all is a big, big word. If you trust me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways, acknowledge me. I'm going to direct your path. Even if you don't pray a long prayer, but you say, Lord, help me to figure this out. Help me to understand this. You don't have to get deep into prayer. His ears are not deaf. And his arms are not too short to reach out. He hear every word you say. He see everything that you do because his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good, but we don't believe that. We think we doing stuff and God don't see it, but I promise you, God see all that we're doing. He hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. And if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things, he know we liars. It's just the truth this morning. And I know many don't like the truth and they can't handle the truth. And I know sometimes the truth hurts. But if we will accept the truth, it will set us free. And we will be all right in Jesus' name. So look, what organ system is most often affected by COVID-19? COVID-19 is a disease caused by SARS, CoV-2, that can trigger what doctors call a respiratory tract infection. It can affect your upper respiratory tract, sinuses, nose, and throat, and lower respiratory tract. Now, these are the symptoms and the things that the COVID itself can do. I want to know what the treatment, what are the side effects, of the treatment. They say that the overview, symptoms, risk, prevention, treatment, and more. It have a long list of things that will, you know, help you when you get this thing. But what are the side effects? What are the vaccine side effects? When you take this vaccine, now this is what they say, it can cause mild side effects after the first or second dose. Listen to this, can cause, because they will not just come on out and tell you the truth. The COVID-19 vaccines can cause, and look what it, mild side effects. Let me ask you something. What's mild about a fever, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pains, nausea, and vomiting, swollen lip nose? What's mild about that? You are sick. If you have diarrhea, your head hurting, you can't get up out of the bed. You might even have some sweats going on from the fever and the chills. What's mild about that? Anybody want to tell me when you're sick like that, what's mild about it? Most side effects happen within the first 3 days after vaccination and typically last only 1 or 2 days. I don't want it for 1 hour. I don't want to be sick like that for 5 seconds. when I'm feeling real good right now, I'm going to get this so I can feel like that? I don't think so. And it said it, and I agree with them. Every human being is different. The way it affected you, it may not affect me. So why couldn't we sit down and wait to see how we affected? Why we could not sit down and wait for the FDA approval, wait for things to see how things was going to turn out? They rushed that thing so quick because the people screaming and yelling, give it to us, create something, because they so wanted the world to go back to the way that it was. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, I just don't know. I don't know. Because we don't want God's way, we want our own way. We want the CDC way, we want the government way, we want whatever the president say, and then we get upset. Woo! Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Mm-hmm. But we got to be careful. We're going a little bit further now. So in the U.S., there has been an increase in reported cases of myocarditis and pericarditis after mRNA COVID-19 vaccinations, particularly in male adolescents and young age adults, age 16 and older. The myocarditis, y'all got to forgive me, is the inflammation of the heart muscle. Listen to this. While the pericarditis is the inflammation of the lining outside of the heart, these reports are rare, but why would I want to even pass it? And why do you want people to chance this? Inflammation of the heart muscle, inflammation of the lining outside of the heart, the CDC is investigating to see if there's any relationship to COVID-19 vaccination. They say they're investigating, but they said there has been an increase in reported cases of it. So what are you investigating? They say it's there. Don't try to play word games. You know what I'm saying. You got to watch. You got to watch as well as pray. Serious side effects of the Johnson & Johnson a vaccine can occur within 3 weeks of vaccination. And look here, and require emergency care. Possibly symptoms include shortness of breath, persistent stomach pain, severe or present headaches or blurred vision, chest pain, leg swelling, either bruising or tiny red spots on the skin beyond the injection site. See, we didn't wait. We couldn't wait. We wanted everything to go back to the way it was. We couldn't trust God. We couldn't stand still and say, wait a minute, Lord, what's going on? I'm not moving until I see what's really going on. Nope. They said millions and millions of them took this stuff. And the only thing I'm concerned about is one of my family members coming at me and they done turned to something else. They're no longer human. They don't think like a human being, Louis. I'm not going to be able to do it. Yeah. But I notice God is faithful even in our mistakes. We just praying that the saints of God who took it, the believers who took it, that God would turn it around for their good. Yeah. For women, they had this thing called a mammogram. Any of the ladies, I know you know about it. And they begged me, look here, if you're begging me to come in like that too much, you're concerned about me, the devil is a lie and a fool, and I just can't afford to make him me a lie and a fool. God made my body. And whatever's going on in this body, even if I did it to the body by overeating or what I ate or whatever, I ate natural stuff. I ate groceries. I ate food. So whatever God does is his business. And I thank him for it. He gave me some natural remedies to drink at night. And in a few days, I should see some results. But it's all natural foods that I'm putting in here to melt fat or whatever it is it's doing. Cinnamon, lemon, honey. Those are natural foods. And I can get organic raw honey, organic lemons. Lemons should be called lemons, but see, they got some fake foolishness. All lemons didn't just come off the tree like that. But anyway, we got to watch as well as pray. Examining reports of heart inflammation in young people after they get that second vaccine. Blood clotting from that Johnson & Johnson. They got many more here now. What should I know about the vaccines and mammograms? What is that? Why did you tell me to put on that? What should I know about COVID, the vaccine and blood sugar? What should I know about the vaccine and blood pressure? What should I know about the vaccine and kidney problems? And from what I'm understanding, if something happened to you and you took that, that's on you. You can't take nobody to court for what they done did to you. Because you agreed to it, and you told them when you agreed to it, whatever it do to me, I accept it. If it turned me into a monkey, I accept it. Ooga, ooga. Give me a banana. Yeah. We got to be careful, y'all. I promise. Don't get scared and fearful and jump for the first thing come your way. Pray and seek God. Pray and seek God. He's able to deliver us. And I promise you he will. I promise you he will. He loves us. And he wants the best for us. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And it's already all right. I got to look for this. I have something here I want you to hear. And so I'm going in now to play it so that you can hear it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to one more song request of the morning. And when we come back, I'm going to play these clips for you. So there's a few things that you can hear.
more than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, for he is good. Yes, he is. He is good. And I wanted to play this clip. I think this is the right one. And this is the COVID-19 vaccination, and how does it affect the body? How does it affect the body? Not the COVID, but the vaccine itself. Let's take a listen.
Have you been able to get your COVID-19 jab yet? Many countries are rolling out the COVID-19 vaccines so that the pandemic will be over and we can get back to normal. How would a vaccine affect your body? How long would it take to build up immunity to COVID-19? If you've never had COVID-19, your body doesn't know how to fight it off. Vaccines help train your immune system to recognize the virus and be ready to attack. But as we all have different immune systems, we respond differently to the vaccine and the virus. Having side effects has nothing to do with the effectiveness of the vaccine. So let's see what's going on once you get the jab.
Wait a minute. See, having the side effects don't have nothing to do with... I got to hear that a little bit one more time. Wait a minute, y'all. Just one more time.
...of the vaccine? So, let's see what's going on once you get...
No.
We respond differently to the vaccine and the virus. Having side effects has nothing to do with the effectiveness of the...
Having side effects don't have nothing to do with the effectiveness of the vaccine. Side effects? Are you kidding me? On medication bottles, they tell you, when you pick your medicine up from the pharmacy, it tells you all about the side effects. When the doctor prescribes it, he never tells you the side effects. If you don't ask for it, you got to ask for it. And then they'll tell you. Most times, I should say. Always the word but going to come in there now. Always but. Yeah. I just had to hear that again.
The vaccine? So, let's see what's going on once you get the jab. Congratulations. You've just had your first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. For this episode, we'll be focusing on messenger RNA, or mRNA vaccines. Once it enters your body, the mRNA vaccine instructs your cells to create a spike protein. This simulates part of the SARS-CoV-2 viral structure and tricks your body into believing that it's been infected. The spike proteins will then head to the surface of your cell. Your immune cells will detect these proteins that don't belong and begin making antibodies. If you happen to catch the virus in the future, these antibodies will attach to the spike proteins on both your infected cells and the coronavirus will mark them for immediate termination by your immune cells. To be clear, the mRNA does not change your DNA in any way. Hear what it say? Once the spike proteins are made, your body destroys the mRNA. But are there any side effects you should be worried about? 5 minutes after your vaccine shot, you'll feel some soreness in your arm. Mm. To be safe, the Centers for Disease Control recommends you stay at the vaccination site for at least 15 minutes in case of a severe reaction. While it's rare, you could have anaphylaxis, which is an immediate allergic response. It causes a series of symptoms such as hives or swelling. Thankfully, trained healthcare personnel will be available at every vaccination site to treat you immediately with epinephrine. And according to the CDC, you have a greater chance of being struck by lightning, around 1 in 500,000, than having an allergic reaction. 4 hours after your vaccine, you could feel nothing at all. Lucky you. But you could also get a slight headache or a low-grade fever and feel tired. This is perfectly normal, and it's a sign that your immune system has kicked into action. At this point, you may experience mild symptoms as your body acclimatizes to the vaccine. You might feel tired and feverish. Be sure to get some rest and take the day off work if you need to. After about 48 hours, you should start to feel normal again. So let's get going. Okay, if you got the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, you'd need to get your second booster shot 3 to 4 weeks after the first dose. Your immune system would be stronger than the first time, but let's see how it goes next. After your second dose, you might feel crummy again. You could feel tired, feverish, and you might get the chills. These reactions are more common after the second dose of the vaccine, but they're mainly mild to moderate and usually go away in a day or two. And 2 weeks after your second shot, you'd be fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. So far, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has been 95% effective at preventing COVID-19 illness. In either case, the vaccine can prevent hospitalization and death in people who have gotten sick. So getting a vaccine is your safest path to protect yourself, your family, and your community against this virus. It could also help reach herd immunity by having vaccinated people act as a barrier between non-vaccinated people and those who have been infected. This video was a collaboration between Nucleus Medical Media and the What If channel, where we usually dive into hypothetical scenarios on the human body, humanity, the planet, and the cosmos. Check out our channel by visiting the link in the description below.
Wow. Who knows? I'm just not able to do it. I'm sorry. Okay, now, he said it wouldn't change your DNA. But if what they put in you open up something else, how's it not affecting it? I just can't trust foolishness. Big Pharma always says the benefits of the meds outweigh the side effects. Yeah. Because after they tell you some side effects, they're going to say, but. So it's not just going to be with the side effects, yada, yada, yada. Nope. It's going to be a but in there. But it'll do this for you. But it'll do that for you. Yeah. And worst case scenario. How many have seen for years the medical commercials that be on TV telling you about some medicine? Take Nucerna and this will happen. You got a toe problem. If you take this, it could cause heart problems. It could cause kidney failure. I'm going to get rid of the toe problem to take on several more problems? I don't think so. Yeah. I've heard people say change the DNA. The one lady, she went and took the shot, her and her daughters, two daughters, young girls. Their breasts started growing rapidly. Hers grew rapidly. So you want to tell me it does not change the DNA? Come on now. My breast wasn't growing that fast, and all of a sudden, I mean, I got to buy new bras because I just can't trust. I trust the word of God. Now, if God says, yeah, it's a go do it. But I believe it's already in his word. And I believe we have to research if you want a deeper revelation on it. But my first revelation is this. He said to trust him with all my heart and lean not to mine own understanding. And all my ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct my path. Now, if you're confused on it, you need to stay in prayer until you hear from him. trusting him that I'm looking one day for an answer. Yep, and we know they can and will lie. They just did it on that video. Just did it. I said my daughter had the vaccine. My son-in-law had it. Their whole house had COVID. My daughter's still in the hospital. COVID gone, but I can't remember what this thing is. But she had some other lung problem that she had before she got COVID. I'm hearing that it was also developed using aborted baby tissues. We didn't know what was in this thing. And we run out to follow up. Yeah. You done had one vaccination. You go back to get the other one, and it still do you the same. Okay. Now this one says, hold on, y'all work with me here. Latest research, that's what I want to see too. Latest S-E-A-R-C-H. We going to listen to the latest research on vaccine side effects. Yeah. Because we need to know some stuff. And just stop going with every wind and doctrine. Now, this one came out 4 months ago. That one you just heard was just given in August last year.
Homeowners, if you are sick of paying too much money for electric bills and you have a mirror that looks like this in your home, you can get paid.
Vaccines are turning the tide. But they're not without risks, especially for women. There have been rare cases of blood clotting, even fatal ones, leading some governments to slow down vaccinations.
We have now today chosen to continue our vaccine rollout without AstraZeneca.
But each delay puts more lives at risk as the coronavirus spreads. It's a balancing act between speed and caution in the fight against COVID-19.
The risk of dying from COVID is much higher than getting a blood clot from a vaccine. But even more concerning is a new report from Oxford University that shows catching the coronavirus puts you at even more risk of a deadly blood clot. In a moment, we'll talk to a vaccine scientist at Johns Hopkins University. First, this report.
AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vector vaccine has hardly been out of the headlines since last December. Until now, it's been instrumental in the success of the UK's vaccination program. But from now on, its use there will be restricted to those over 30 years of age. There have been worries in the European Union about its effectiveness and potential side effects. Germany initially restricted its use to under 65s. Now, Berlin is recommending it purely for over 60s. Those worries were compounded by several cases of a rare thrombosis type following AstraZeneca vaccinations, some of them fatal. The European Medicines Agency in Amsterdam felt it was time to take a stance on the jab, its director stressing that the benefits of the antiviral agent far outweigh any risks.
This vaccine has proven to be highly effective. It prevents severe disease and hospitalization, and it is saving lives. Vaccination is extremely important in helping us in the fight against COVID-19, and we need to use the vaccines we have to protect us from the devastating effects.
Scientists have been investigating the reports and circumstances of the thromboses. Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Regulator Agency says 20 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine had been administered by the end of March, with 79 cases of thrombosis later reported, 19 of which were fatal. The cause is thought to be a rare immune reaction. Most of them present...
Say fatal, but it was rare. Fatal, but rare. I don't care what it was. These people died from taking it. Yeah, they died from taking it. Now, I got another one I want you to listen to And it says vaccines won't work. U.S. virologist just breaks down. Let's see what this is saying to us.
Thank you for your time today, Dr. Jabala. Let's get straight into the virus. So how much do we know about this COVID-19 virus?
We know that it's the same member of the larger family of these viruses known as coronaviruses. They actually exist everywhere. They spend a lot of their time with animals. So this is a third virus that has crossed. So we have SARS-1, MERS, and now SARS-2. We are beginning a completely uncharted journey with this virus. We don't understand a lot because the behavior is completely different. I was very surprised at the outbreak in China. The numbers of people that were infected in such a relatively small period of time. It's very unusual. There are so many talk out there, but it's not following the same rules as the other viruses. This virus is much more aggressive and much more lethal. And for every virus, there is a certain level of lethality. There is a lethal dose. There is how much of this virus you need to have in your lungs before it kills you or before it makes you sick. With this virus, it's not very clear. It's actually very disturbing. And there have been some interesting reports that they've had people who are sick and they were cured. They released them out of the hospital and then they got reinfected. The truth is very simple. The assays that we do every day to test this virus, they can only test a certain limit. And if the virus level goes below that threshold, you're not going to detect it, meaning you're going to release the patient and say you're healthy enough to leave. What I find alarming is we are releasing all these patients, telling them they are virus-free, and they go back to the community. It's not your average SARS, it's not your average MERS. Many people, including me, we start calling it a very mysterious, very cryptic virus because we don't understand it, and it doesn't seem to only attack the lungs. It seems to also attack the heart, and it seems also to attack the liver.
So we're seeing interesting patterns, not only old people or those with underlying health conditions actually develop this disease.
Now, the elderly are really the first category that get affected a lot. Because as we get older, our immune system declines. Between the elderly and the adolescents to probably 50, 60 years old, their lifestyles will dictate how vulnerable they are to a virus. What I have observed, which is very different to the MERS, is the rate of infection of young is lower. It doesn't mean that we don't have to close schools, we can let our kids outside play. It means that for now, these are the trends that we are observing.
There are so many unknowns about this COVID-19, and China, the Chinese government, is responsible for this lack of information. Do you think this is actually becoming an obstacle for developing a vaccine sooner?
China is not forthcoming with a lot of this information. This information is coming in different bits and pieces. And I think there are some fantastic people around the world who are spending time dissecting that.
Okay, so we're dependent on somebody else to give us information. No, I don't think so. The latest research on vaccine side effects, immune reaction, and thrombosis risk. That's what we heard before this one. But an expert review of scientific evidence has concluded that COVID vaccine booster shots are not needed at this time for the general public. A group of leading U.S. and international scientists said on Monday, that was 2 days ago, it's not needed. Do you understand some things? They're offering us anything. I mean, just take it. And I know there's got to be some type of finance behind this. And then I know they don't want the economy of America to go down. But if you lose so many people, it's going down anyway because you don't have enough people spending enough money. Nurses, doctors, fast food workers, restaurant workers, it's so many of people have stopped working. And some people have quarantined themselves. I'm not going back out there. I got what I need. I can pay my house is paid off. I paid my taxes. I have enough income coming in to pay my mortgage or my rent, keep my electric and water on. I may have the bare necessities, but it's enough that I can survive. So I'm not going back out in the workforce. I'm not bringing nothing home to my children. I will homeschool my children. I will not allow my children to be around other children. It's a number of things going on. The only one I know that we can really trust is Almighty God. When I have to go out, I'm sprayed down, I mask up, and I try to go to places that I can stay in my car. I don't have to get out, if possible. And anybody coming, they have gloves on. And I have gloves on, and I reach for whatever it is. If it's not open edibly, I can spray it, you know what I'm saying, and bring it home and leave it, you know, trust riding in my car with it. But it's so many things that we're not understanding just yet. So if we're not really understanding everything, I don't want to take something that's going to make me sick when I'm not sick. And then I keep taking this stuff, another dose and another dose. And each time I take it, I'm getting sick. What are you shooting in me? What is really in this stuff? Yeah. So, you know, we just want to be careful, and we want to thank before we move. Yeah. We want to thank what's in it. Yeah. Now, this says what, okay. All right, now this was 7 months ago, but it says, are the ingredients in the COVID-19 vaccine safe?
Yeah, so we know that there's sort of really three fundamental ingredients in the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine. There's number one, there's the mRNA, so that is the protein derived from it's the surface molecule that helps COVID bind to our cells. So that's the active part of the vaccine. We have mRNA in abundance in all of our cells on any given day, so that's quite a natural product. It's not derived from any cellular material, so there's no fetal cells in the production of either of those vaccines. There's no cells involved in them at all, for that matter, fetal or otherwise. There's no animal tissue there either. So that's number one, there's mRNA, that's the active part. Number two, there's a delivery vehicle that allows that mRNA to come into your cells, and that's actually what's called a lipid nanosphere. It's a tiny little ball of fat. Fat's made up of cholesterol, and it's made up of some fats that we normally carry in our body anyway. So our body recognizes it and brings it into the cell. Those things are natural products. We have them in every cell in our body. The third part is a carrier molecule. It's called polyethylene glycol, or PEG. PEG is a really common device, chemical that we use in lots of foods. It's in lots of cosmetics that people would wear almost every day. So we have contact with PEG, whether you know it or not, almost inevitably in every day of the week. The only other thing in there is the saline that we mix it with, so salty water, and some potassium as a stabilizer. So there's, you know, when we think about the ingredients, these are actually two vaccines, the Pfizer and Moderna ones, that are about as simple as you can put in a vaccine. And it is incorrect to state that there's any cellular material in there or these derived from fetal cells. Where that incorrect statement comes from, though, is that there are other vaccines that have been derived from cell lines. So, for example, vaccines that contain viruses as carrier molecules are sometimes grown in insect cells. For example, the AstraZeneca vaccine and some other ones that use adenoviruses can have cells originally to help build the product, although they don't have cells by the time they get in your arm. So they have been derived from cells, but there's nothing in the two mRNA vaccines that we're talking about at the moment that does. So those three main ingredients, the mRNA itself, normal cell product, our cells deal with mRNA all the time. That's the active ingredient. Number two, the lipid, the cholesterol, the fat that helps bring it into your cell, that's a normal part of our cell wall on a good day. And number three, that carrier molecule called PEG, or polyethylene glycol. That's probably the part that causes some of the allergy reactions to the very rare cases of people who've had allergic responses to this. You don't really get an allergic response to mRNA because it's part of our body.
Okay, but if these natural things that's going in our bodies and we already got this stuff in us and yada, 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 why do I need it? I mean, really, why would I need this stuff? It's already in me. Give me something to boost naturally what's already in my body that will fight it off. But something is not clear here, especially to me. So I can't trust. Yeah, I can't. I'm not saying don't do it. If you feel like you need to do it, do what you got to do for you. Yeah. And I most definitely will do what I got to do for me. But we back to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. We simply got to learn how to trust God, because this thing has come up and even greater stuff is coming. They said that next set was a variance and it was more aggressive. It's already here. And I'm sure after this, there will be something else. And my son and I, Willie, we watched a film one time. It was called 3 Day. Do you remember that, Willie? And what we did, we watched this movie, and if they had sex with somebody who was a carrier, the carrier didn't die. But the person had sex with somebody who was a carrier and they contracted it. In 3 days, they were dead. We saw them go from stages to stages. And I think it was the second day, or day and a half, the girl was a waitress at a restaurant and her nails, her actual nails, come off in the people's salad. Yeah. So we saw her lose her mind. She was bleeding, all kind of stuff. The third day, she went crazy in the streets. Her mother come. It was just ugly. But it was called 3 Day. And see, I'm telling the saints of God, the people of God, the believers of God, let's get in the word of God and let's pray. And let's ask God for answers. And Lord, help me to understand what I am supposed to do and what I am supposed to do for my family. Because we know you have a way. And what pops back into my mind is trusting him with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. And when that flesh begin to talk, shut it down. Because once the enemy see the flesh moving, that devil see that flesh moving, he going to come in and help him. Yeah, he gonna bring the door open wider. And confusion is not of God, for he's not the author of confusion. Confusion comes from the evil side. So anything you're not clear about, you need to pray and stand on God's word and wait for God to move. If you don't understand what his word is saying right here, wait on him. He's coming and he will explain his word to you. He will give you the true meaning of his word so that you can walk accordingly. He's not going to give you a half truth. He's not going to trick you. That's not God. God is simply a straight up and down God. Our God, Jehovah, Almighty God who have all the power. He's straight up and down. Either it's yes or no, up or down, over or under. There's nothing in between. And you've heard me say it, even in his word, he said this. We either got to be hot or cold. He won't have us lukewarm. See, we got to be one or the other, because in between would bring confusion, and he's not the author of confusion. Again, anything you're confused about, that is not God. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brother Frank, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. But we want to be safe, you know, and we want to be able to witness. And if we have not been workers unto God, let's stir up the gifts in us. Brother Frank had a phone ministry, is what I called it. I said, Brother Frank going to do his job. He have a phone ministry. If he can't go out to wherever he feel like he should go, he worked that phone. People calling him. He's sharing the gospel with them. He's sharing the word of God. He's praying for these folks. He's talking to them in hopes of them finding a better way, becoming better people, becoming strong in God. Because that's what we need. We need to be strong in the word, strong in Almighty God, strong in our faith, strong in our trust in him, strong in our desires to live right, to depart from evil, strong, strength, strength. Lord, give me strength. Help me to understand so that I can obey. But when you look at the apostles, they had some problems. He's speaking in parables. They're not getting it. So that could be us. But if we seek him, he's going to bless us. And sometimes I don't understand something. I don't seek him. I just trust him and keep it moving. Many days I've told him, Lord, if this is not you, don't let me go any further. Stop me right here. Don't let me do it if this is not you, because I'm not sure and I'm not moving until I know you're moving. And he'll come in and let me know. Sometimes I've moved on things and then found out it wasn't him. I went back to him, repented, and asked him to help me with my understanding. Lord, help me with my wisdom that I don't move, go left when you said go right. Help me today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I need you. And without you, I can do absolutely nothing. I need you to take my next breath. See, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. This is not our home. If we're just passing through, we should have the mentality of heaven. We should have the mentality of a better place. And not trying to prove to the world we're like them, because we shouldn't be. We are a peculiar people. We are the royal priesthood. We're different. We're not like everybody else. This is why we constantly go back to the old path and take a look around. But many times we want to follow the crowd. He got to be teaching the truth, all these people over here. Did you hear about the road? Wide is the road that lead to destruction, and many there be. Did you hear about that? Narrow is the road that lead to God, and few there be. And every now and then you pass somebody on that straight and narrow road. This is why it's important that we go back to the old path and take a look around. It's important to go back to Genesis, Exodus. Go back to those old books. It was written for our learning. We could learn from those people. Many days I tell the Lord, Lord, help me to be careful what I say. And help me to be careful what I do. I don't want to do what Moses did. He saw the promised land, but he wasn't able to go into it. Lord, help me not to be like Samson. You done gave me all this strength, but I get caught up with some man that the devil sent my way to trick me. Lord, help me not to do that. Help me to stay with you no matter what. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels. Help me to stay with you. Help me to stay on that straight and narrow and not to follow the crowd. I can't be a part of a mega ministry. That's a crowd. I stay with what we call the underdog, small Everybody basically know everybody. Yeah. Many times they're saying that, see, I have to give account. And not just unto God, but to the pastor, because he know you. He know your community. He can see you moving around and where you go, when you come. Some people don't like all of that because they don't want to give accountability. Yeah, I know Sister Brownville over here. We shop at the same grocery store, sometime on the same days. Or I know Sister Helen, we go to the same hairdresser, to the same beauty shop. But we're on that straight and narrow. And God bless us to not spend a lot of time with each other, but we get to fellowship with each other and we get to see each other. And many times we know when something is out of order. We don't say nothing. We begin to pray unless God tell us to say something. If he says say nothing, we say nothing. We just begin to pray. Keep it moving. And the biggest thing over there is we mind our business and give God his. We're not snooping to find out what's going on in your house because for some reason, just know and do something for us. I don't know what other people's business do for other people. I don't know what they do for people. To know somebody, what's going on with somebody else or in their house that's negative, not positive, but negative. When we hear negativity, we should begin to pray, not spread it. See, I done heard what's going on at Jerry's, so now I'm on the phone. I got to tell Dot all about it. Hey, Dot, you know, Jerry over there, and they cut her grass wrong, and she had to go out there and straighten them out. That's no news. Hey, Dot, pray for Sister Jerry if I want to tell her something. I don't have to tell her what for. Just pray for Jerry. God know Jerry. God know my name, huh? His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. Check the word. I don't always give you the scripture. I need you to check it, find it. The internet is full of stuff. All you got to do is type that in. Where is blah, 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 blah in the Bible? It'll pull it up for you. Yeah. Stay in prayer. Seek God's face. Turn from our wicked ways. Repent. He's going to hear from heaven. Forgive the sins and heal the land. But what we got to do is mean it. Lord, I don't want this to find me here. When this come back around, I don't want it to find me in the same place. But you have moved me on. My house is swept clean. I'm not letting nothing else come back in here. If it means Johnny Boy I'm going to come back in here and come with something else, they're going to bring them seven spirits back in here. Hey Lord, let Johnny Boy go on. don't let Johnny Boy come back. I'd rather go to heaven without a husband than to go to hell with one. Lord, is Gloria coming back and she going to cause them seven to come back? After you done swept my, let Gloria go on, Lord. I'd rather go to heaven without a wife than to go to hell with a wife. That's how serious we got to be about God's business, but we're not there yet. Oh, no, we got to hold on. We got to hold on to earthen vessels. We got to hold on to earthly things. This is not our home. We're supposed to be passing through here, spreading the good news, sharing with them, letting the light shine, holding up the bloodstained banner, telling people the truth. In many cases, we're going to be hated. He said they hated him, but he overcame. They was against him, but he overcame, and we will too. We will overcome. The Martin Luther King man used to sing the song that said, we shall overcome. He was talking about racism and all this stuff, equal rights and being equal. But we should sing the song, we shall overcome, because we're going to overcome our flesh and the obstacles of the devil. We on our way somewhere. We got a place to go. We got a place to be. We on our way to somewhere special, somewhere good. Just any and every old thing is not there. You never shed another tear. You never have to die. You never go to another funeral. You never have another sad day. Every day will be like Sunday and Sabbath having no end there. That's what it is. a good day. Anybody ever went to church and boy, the praise service was right. The testimony service was right. All of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord began to move and folks was delivered before the altar call. The preacher got up and preached the word, just was for you, what you've been seeking God for. You got your answer through the preacher mouth. After church, two or three brothers and sisters came up to you who had never came before, and they said, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad, and it was genuine. That was the day of Sunday. You didn't want Sabbath to have no end, but man ends it because he have other things to get done. But up there, it won't be like that. Many want the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, but when we get there, they told me a mansion. Woo! Streets of gold. Garments so white. Would give you a name no one else can pronounce. Crowned of gold and diamonds and just crowned of jewels. Because you've done things nobody else would done. You said things nobody else would say. You went places nobody else would go. You stayed with him when the folk in your group left him. I remember he asked the apostles, will y'all leave me too? He needs somebody who's going to stay, and they don't mind staying. And they're not trusting any and everything. They trust in him. Because, see, we can't even trust these people with the word. They done got up and taught and taught, and they backslid. They done did things behind the scene and lied. And say it was the devil when they did it. You got to watch out and pray. Watch as well as pray. Seek God for everything. Stop seeking these people. Because they don't have it all together. I'm seeking God. I love that car doors. Y'all better know it in that jacket doors. They're my people right there. Bishop and pastor. But I'm not seeking after them. I'm seeking God. I pay my tithes and offering over there. But I'm seeking God. Anybody ask me, I tell them that's the name of the church, the God where God placed me. Almost 20 years now, but guess what? I'm seeking God. See, because late in the midnight, I'll call those home with Jackie. They sleeping. Are they up praying for the church? I got my own cross to bear. And they can't bear it for me. They can't fix it. I got to go to God, so I may as well give him my all. I'm obedient unto my pastor. I respect pastors. I'm not against them. I'm not against the church. But I am for God, 100%, because I can't trust man. His word even said, trust no man. Can't trust nobody. I got to trust God. Yeah, that's the bottom line. Now, he has given us a measure of trust, you know, as one sister to another one. We're talking to one another, fellowshipping. We trust in one another. But all your trust, it should be in God. And we're not expecting out of man what only God can give. Stop doing that because you're going to be disappointed so many times. You got to go to God for God and go to man for man. He told that boy when they sent him down there to get the money out the fish mouth to come back to pay his taxes. Render that which is unto Caesar, unto Caesar. And give that unto God, which is of God. Yeah, don't get it twisted. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. It's not going to be all right. It's already all right. We got Almighty God on our side. Can we activate him? Can we stir him up in us? Can we stir up the gifts even in us? Can we give him our all in all? Just sell out to him today. Let all this worration and all this stuff go. Turn that TV off and give God some precious time. Go on through your house and have your whole praise service and mean every praise is unto my God. Mean it. And stop doing all this stuff because you need something from him. Give him his just due because this morning he's more than worthy. Hey, glory to his majesty. He's more than worthy today, I tell you. Let's give him something real. Anybody remember In Vogue, I think it was, say, give him something he can feel. Let's give God something he can feel. He want to feel that your heart is for him. He want to feel your love. He want to feel your obedience. Ah, yeah, he want to feel your praise, your sincere praise. He want to feel your prayers. your trust in him, your faith in him. He want to feel that you're on his side. You know that it's not just a feeling, but it's coming from your heart today. Shake yourself and wake yourself up. Tell God you need him this morning like you never needed him before. Father, I feel like before I had a form of godliness and I was denied the power thereof. But today, I don't want the form. I want the real thing. I want it to explode in me, you to explode in me. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Father God, let my flesh die so that you can live in me and you can do a work through me. All the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Send more labors into the vineyard. But Father, remember the labor that you called and chose me for. Help me to stop being scared. Help me to stop holding back, looking at what I'm doing wrong. For without you, I can do nothing. Help me to let that go. I might be still doing it, Lord. But help me to let that go and open my eyes on what you have me to do. And you're going to remove that from me. You're going to put me in a place where I should be. In the name of Jesus. Brother Willie, I want to tell you this morning. Hold on here. Don't make no kind of move. No kind of move. God needs you to hold on. Hey, yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you, His Majesty. Hey, we thank you, Master. Don't make no move. Hold on. Wait on God. Stand still. You're going to see the salvation. I know some days it feels a little pressure. And you feel like you should do what you should do because right is right and it's right to do right. But God needs you to stand still. I saw suddenly come for you. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I saw suddenly come for you. Woo. Felt like your eyes was closed, and when you opened them, you was in your own house. Hey, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. When you open your eyes, you had your own business. And everybody was stagnated in their particular business like yours. But guess what? You was constantly moving. God was constantly blessing you. Still, if you stand still, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. If you stand still, you're going to see the move of God. And anybody acting like they trouble because you're standing still, you tell them, I got to wait on God. I want to do it, but I can't move right now. I need you to bear with me. Bear with me. As soon as he say move, I'm wide open. I'll do it the same day he said move, but not right now. Stand still. Make no sudden moves. Hallelujah. God got you covered, man. God got you covered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Robin Lynn Maben, there's a covering coming over you. There's a covering coming over you. And what this covering is for is going to protect you. Yeah. This covering is going to protect you because there are some things that's fighting against you. And this is not in the natural per se. This is in the spirit. Because God has given you much. Yeah, God has given you much. Even the gift to prophesy. I want you to hear me today. I want you to hear me.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Lord.
Because of the gifts. He gave these gifts to you, Evangelist Maben, before you entered your mother's womb. And the enemy saw that, so he wanted to bring some things that would destroy you so that you wouldn't be able to be effective in the work that God chose you for. But there's a covering coming. There's a covering coming over your head. There's a renewing in your mind. Yeah, there's a renewing coming for you because the enemy has brought some things because he wanted to confuse you. And again, today, God is not the author of confusion. You're peculiar. You're very different. You're like no other evangelist. That's because of who God made you, woman. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I saw the number seven.
I saw the number seven around you, Evangelist Mabin, seven, hallelujah. Give God 7 days, please. He's going to move for you like you never saw him move before in the name of Jesus. Suddenly, suddenly your blessing's coming. You're another one that you're going to close your eyes, and when you open them, the very thing you need and more is going to be there. Give him 7 days. Suddenly it's going to take place. In the name of Jesus, I'll do it today, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, the songwriter said, I got a feeling. Hey, my son. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah, Sister Diana. I need you to begin to praise God when you can. Just begin to start off telling him thank you. Just begin to tell him thank you. Because the enemy wants you to stay feeling that you're in bondage. He wants you to think that you are really in bondage, but Sister Diane, you're not. For great is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. God is with you, woman. God is for you. But I need you to praise him. And I need you to praise him from your sincere heart because you're going to feel the break of this bondage that the enemy think that he got you in. If you'll begin to praise God from your sincere heart. I don't know, put on your special praise song. Put on your special worship song. The songs that move you spiritually. And begin to praise God. Be careful who come to your house, Sister Diane. Don't let any and everybody in your house. Yeah, breakthrough is coming. Because the enemy think he even got your mind in bondage, but the devil is a lie. Whom the Son set free is free indeed in the name of Jesus. Hey, it's all right today. I am with that songwriter that said, I have a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Sister Simone, you don't have to wait for the battle to be over. Go on and shout now. Because God is bringing separation. God is going to fix everything, even the desire. He's going to break it. And what God break, can nobody put it back together. Blessings flowing your way. Blessings and clarity is coming your way. Because God is not the author of confusion. Yeah. This is what he said. It's not what I said. And he's moving for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Frank, when you can, Apostle Peoples, just begin to praise God. Just begin to praise God. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. Yeah, God is opening new doors for you. Uh-huh. Even meeting new people. And it's not by accident. You watch. It may be by telephone. It may be by internet. Yeah. But it's a new day for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, poor Lord. Pour your spirit out this morning into your people. Hey, God, you're raising up a new people that's going to obey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning. And Brother Frank, suddenly God is healing. Suddenly God is moving. Yeah, he's been moving all the time, but suddenly you're going to get to see and feel the move of God in the name of Jesus. I can see the anointing flowing around you, flowing around, hi-ya-ya, flowing around you, hi-ya. Hey, glory to his hi-ya-sha, to his majesty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hey, Lord. At this hour, God want to move spiritually for his people. And because he's moving spiritually, the things of the natural is going to take place that's wanted and needed. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today. Thank you. Hey, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your move, God. Thank you for blessing your people. Thank you, Lord. You know what they stand in the need of today. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jerry. I just need you to praise him. I want you to get your songs. And play your songs. They feel like songs of Zion to you. But I want you to play your songs, Jerry, because the more you're praising, suddenly it's coming quicker. Suddenly it's coming quicker. Begin to praise him. Yeah. And God told me to tell you, Jerry, he's going to bring clarity even the more unto you. Stop saying what you don't have. Stop saying, I don't know about that. Stop it. God is a God that he'll put it in your mouth at the time of need. Right when you need it, he'll put the words in your mouth. He told Apostle Paul when he got before Agrippa and all of them, don't say nothing. Because when you open your mouth, I'm going to speak. You don't have to. God is sending some new things your way too, Jerry, for security reasons. Yeah, security is coming your way. Tell God thank you. Yeah, put your songs of Zion on and begin to play them. And that's what I believe. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nikki, deliverance is coming your way. You've been stagnated. You've been standing still. It's like the enemy pulled you out of a place where you were. And God is requiring that you come back. Yeah. God is requiring that you come back in your place. Don't give nobody. Don't give your flesh. Don't give nothing more than you give God. Because he wants you back full time. He wants you fully back to him. He's even bringing you into a place, Nikki, where you've never been before with him. If you'll let everything go and seek him with your whole heart. Give nothing and nobody more than you give God. I want you to hear me this morning. Because suddenly, God is going to bless you. Suddenly, God is going to shift and move you. And where he's moving you to, Nikki, suddenly, your business picking up. Suddenly, finances is coming quicker, faster. Yeah. But you got to trust God. You can't trust Nikki. You can't trust what you see. You got to trust him because he wants you back. And he want to bring you to a better place than where you ever was with him. You'll begin to see things take place before they happen. Because there's a special calling on your life. Yeah. God called you to the field of evangelists too because you're supposed to share the good news of Jesus. But the enemy come in to stagnate you, to stop you, and put all of these things on your mind of the earth. But we let them go today and we take on the spiritual things that God is showing us because there's work to be done. And you're holding up the people that God is going to send your way and send you their way. All the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And Father, we ask that you would send more laborers, but we ask that you remember the labor that you chose Nikki for and that God just stir up in the gifts in her. And God, let her words be plain and clear because you're speaking through her mouth. In the name of Jesus, whatever's distracting her, Father, we ask today that you would turn it off in the name of Jesus. and that, Father, you would replace it with love in the name of Jesus. That, God, she feel your presence like she has never felt you before in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. The songwriter said, I have a feeling. Look at here. Everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Yeah. He said the Holy Ghost told him, the Spirit of God told him, ha, that everything was going to be all right. And we know the Spirit of God does not lie. But God is not a man that he should lie. Why? He got all the power. He made the heavens and the earth. He can say yes or no. He don't have to lie. Hallelujah. 708, good morning. God bless you. You know, I love seeing that 708 area code. But today I need you to begin to praise God because God is increasing your territory. Uh-huh. God is increasing your territory. I want to say sir so bad. But God is increasing it. God is increasing. But he needs to sense your praises. He needs your praises going up. Your praises going up. Your praises going up. And the more you begin to praise God, the more the blessings of God is coming down, and suddenly, it's a new day for you. Suddenly, you're going to feel like you're in a new environment. Yeah, I even can feel shackles moving. Yeah, chains moving, breaking. And yeah, I can feel the spirit of evil dragging these chains on away from you because they can no longer stay. Yeah, they can no longer stay because he wants you to be, thank you, this and this and in that, but God got a new way he's going to show it to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, move for 708 area code like never before. God, I ask that you would open doors that has never been opened before and everything that has been promised. Father, I ask, even if the devil promised it, all the disappointments, God, I ask that you would move today and that you would bring it forth because what you give, add no sorrow in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Hey, glory, glory. Ah, thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you, His Majesty. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, God, thank you, thank you, thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not in bondage either. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. A clarity is coming your way. God gonna make it plain and clear. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, His Majesty. We thank you today, God. Dr. Goodman, I just need you to lift them hands and tell him thank you. Because your desire is to be good. And that's what he said in his word. Do good. And everywhere the sole of your feet shall tread, you own the land. I know the enemy tried to make you think you in a corner. And you're somewhat separated and by yourself, God. But when I tell you, he'll never leave you. Oh, yeah. Not forsake you. Hey, glory. He'll be with you to the end. Because sometimes the enemy makes you feel like you're going round and round. Oh, no, 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 devil. We stopping today. We stopping today. She is loved. Hallelujah. She is loved. Oh, yes, she is. Hallelujah. She is cared for. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God has given him much, and he's not through. All in the name of Jesus. Suddenly, God, suddenly, the blessings of the Lord is overtaking you. And I want you to be quiet if you can. God moves suddenly. Open the door. I want you to be quiet. Yeah. Don't even testify. Just hold on. Hold on. Because God is moving even more. Ah, I see some things leaving you. I see some things leaving today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do it for God. For your glory today. For your glory. Hey, God, bless the Lord. Hey, she love you, Lord. I know she does. Hey, Lord. Hey, we bind up the spirit of any kind of confusion coming away. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we release plainness. We release clarity upon her today in the name of Jesus. Oh, that will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That, he said, you're sanctified. He set you aside. That's why you feel separated many times. And sometimes you feel a little left out of things because of this. He said, but he separated you not because he sanctified you. Yeah, and he's not through with you yet. Hallelujah. Thank you. His majesty. Hey, Mashiach. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you that there's none like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, somebody say you must have that fine Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That thing will heat up. Hey, glory to you, God. We thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Andrea Spinner. Hey, let me tell you today, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. We accept what God allows. See, because we expecting him to come one way, he'll come another. We think he's going to do this, but he'll do that. But it's all going to work together for your good. I want you to hear me this morning. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like, it's all working together for your good. Sometimes even things that look negative, but it's yet working together for your good. Because God knows which way to go to bring this. He knows which way to go to bring that. He knows which way to go to fix this and to fix that. That's why he wants us to trust him. He got all the plans. He got all the purposes. He got all the know-how. He's got all the wisdom. He got all the moves. You know, when you play chess, you move. Yeah. So he got all the moves. He know when to move. The timing is right. He spoke in his word. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said, and he's going to do that. Which that he said. Whatever he said, that's what he's going to do. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. Suddenly, I saw the money fall down around you. Suddenly, Spinner, I saw it come. Suddenly, it's there. And there are many other things that God is doing. I see the Lord even placing a strong love in your heart. Or should I say a stronger love. Even your dad, there's going to be a different feeling concerning your dad even more. Not that you have a negative or ugly feeling towards your dad, because I know you love the man. I don't saw the evidence. Even some days the way you talk about it, yeah, we went to my dad's. Yeah, I know you love him. Turning some things, and he's going to do a new thing, and he's going to bring this thing to a place where you desire for it to be. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, today, God. We thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet. Father, it's a light unto our path. Your spoken word. Hey, God. Father, it helps us. It encourages us to go further. It helps us to believe more. It increases our faith. Faith coming by hearing, Father, hearing the word of God. And when we hear what you said concerning us, it increases our faith in you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We're not chasing prophets. We're not chasing prophets or prophetess. We're chasing your word, oh God. And you gave it freely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oof. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and suddenly, I feel clear. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, thank you, Lord. Knew it. It's not over till God says so. I believe you got miles to go, Lord. God is not through. And many days you don't even know it, but because of your presence, Lord, God blesses. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe God is doing it more than you're expecting, because suddenly, Lord, it's right there. Suddenly, it's right there. Hallelujah. We just trust God and believe it to renew your strength. And it's going to be like a go back. It's going to be like he's taking you back. Let's say to the age of 45. Yeah. There's some things that you're going to be able to get done. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Moved by your spirit, God. You made him. You know all about him. Lord, you know I love him today. And I love Sherry, God. And I ask that you would bless them.
Hey, beyond, Lord, their wildest imaginations. You know the desires of their hearts today, God. Do it for them. In the name of Jesus, open doors.
Make ways, God. For you is the way today. And suddenly, hallelujah. And suddenly, hallelujah, suddenly, oh, thank you, Jesus. I speak suddenly miracles and blessings upon them this day in the name of Jesus. The Lord, you will do it.
Do it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. I thank you for hearing me. Thank you. I thank you for doing it because I asked. I thank you for doing it, God, because I asked. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Because I asked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful to you. I appreciate you, God. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you ask him, he's doing it. Look at that. Because you ask him, he's doing it. Because you ask. I know y'all don't understand, but that's the powerful thing. God don't have to do it because I ask. Yeah, he don't have to do it. He don't. But because we ask, many things he wasn't going to do, that wasn't in the program. That wasn't a part of the program, you see. Yeah. But we ask him. And he's doing it because we ask. I thank him this morning because he's that kind of God. He can do it because we ask him to. I need y'all to touch and agree with me on suddenly. God is doing it for you. He's turning it around for you, around for me. Ha! Around for me. Yeah, tell yourself that this morning. Believe God today. Can y'all believe him today? Because he's already moved. Huh? He's already done it. Hallelujah. Laura, it's not just time yet. Give God just a few more days here.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for what you're doing for Laura. Hey, God, move by your spirit, Lord,
for doors and make ways. Lord, do for her what she has never saw you do before. She's never seen this before. Move in a mighty way. Suddenly, Laura, the finances falling. suddenly the finances is falling around me. Suddenly, God said, yes, suddenly. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Suddenly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing for Laura. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Laura, it's going to cause like a domino effect for your family. Miss Deborah, Mason, your boys. Yeah, it's going to cause a sudden effect, too. Because he's blessing you, everybody going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank him this morning. We thank him. We thank him. Mike, Ox, God got you covered today. Kim, God got you covered. I can hear the word no lack. Now, I personally don't know what no lack of, but he said no lack. And I'm going to tell you about me. Y'all know I enjoy money. I enjoy spending money when I have some. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me some. But immediately, money came to mind, my cop. And that's what I want God to do for you. I want him to really give you some money. Because if he does, there are going to be some special things you do, even for your wife. I love that relationship y'all have, and I love how Kim just nestles to you. I like that kind of stuff. And a one without the other won't work. You got to have the two of you together, and God did that. And he gave me a beautiful wife with a beautiful heart and some understanding of some things and some patience. And suddenly, God is going to bless y'all. Hallelujah. All today, oh God, move by your spirit for them. Move by your spirit for Mike and Kim, Kim and Mike. Lord, bind them together even closer in love. Bless their children, God. Bless their home. Remember their heart's desires today. Move by your spirit quickly, suddenly, God, for them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We give you glory. Hey, God, we give you honor and praise. Thank you. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. I can feel. Oh, yeah, it's all right today. Hallelujah. Suddenly. I like that word. Quick. Fast, a quick move, suddenly. Hallelujah. I like it. I like it too much. Thank you, Jesus. And I can hear the song. Sion, he was there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. All the time. I can hear that. I can hear that. He was there. Oof. Oh, all the time. I say this to you, Sion. He was waiting patiently. Oh, just for me. He was there. Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, all the time. Hey. God was there. And he's still there right now, right now. All the time. Hey, see, God is there. Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. He's waiting patiently. Ooh, just for me. God is there. Oh, all the time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Suddenly, Sion. Y'all excuse me. Suddenly. Hallelujah. Woo! He's moving. Also, this is the scripture for you. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Do you hear that? I don't care what it is. No weapon that is formed against you, Sion, shall prosper. What you say you're going to have, that's what you're having. Yeah. What you want for your husband, that's what he's going to get. What you want for your children and your grandbaby, that's what's taking place. Don't let nobody fool you. It looks different. It looks different your way. It looks different. But there's some work you have done. And you did this because of God. You did this to please him and to be a blessing unto his people. And because of that, it's as if a memorial is coming up for you of the work that you've done. And God is going to pay. He just needs you to stand still and know that he's God. Nothing is going on that's going to stop nothing. God is moving. Yeah, even as I'm talking to you, he's moving. He was there all the time. God is there all the time. He's waiting patiently or just for me. God is there all the time. I put my own words to that this morning because of this. The reason I said he's waiting patiently on me, because his time got to line up with your time. Because he's already doing it. It's already done in the spirit. It's already done, so saith the Lord. But it's some time. And several people have been waiting on time. All but suddenly. See, and he don't always tell us, hey, Barbara, your time is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'm going to move. Nope, nope, nope. Just when the time is right, he just go on and move. Suddenly, Sion, hallelujah, he's going to move. Oh, yeah, Lord, I like that word, suddenly. I said quick, fast, a quick move. Hallelujah. Hey, I went to bed with 15 cents in my pocket. Anybody ever done it and woke up with $200? Anybody that ever happened to? Went to bed to say I had 7 cents in my checking account, woke up with 500. And suddenly, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I feel all right today. Yeah. I feel a little drained. I know. He done moved this morning. Now look, y'all can play with your blessing if you want to, but I believe God. I believe him. Yeah. And because I believe him, he gonna move. Yeah. He's going to move. I can't move myself. I gotta wait on him. But he said suddenly. Now that's what he said. I ain't have nothing to do with it. Yeah. I wasn't there when he came up with the thought to do it for us suddenly. I clapped too slow then. It's a lot quicker than that. My son-in-law, we have another running laughter. I'm not going to call it joke. We have two running laughters, the word boat and the word cash. And he always tell me, he said, you taught me this. And I said, what is that? He said, you taught me when I say cash, I got to say it quick, cash. And if I say it quick, it's coming. Oh, I love him. Y'all hear me? Yeah. He said, you taught me that, cash. Say it, Barbara. I said, cash. He said, yeah, you got to say it quick if you want it to come on. So it just tickled me. Yeah. My daughter-in-law, she called me last night. Said, I don't know what's wrong with your son. He acting selfish about his sister. He know if he had a cold and he was coughing, she'll call him on every hand. I said, okay. Yeah, she know it. And look, she's not going to call another preacher. She's not going to call her family to talk about him. She going to call his mama and talk about him to his mama. It tickles me some days so bad. I said, girl, you got a mama. Call your mama. No, she going to do that. Cause her mama might get the wrong impression. See, no matter what she tell his mama, when it's all said and done, his mama is still going to love him. You understand? Or it just tickle me all in my toes some days how they do things. But I thank God. I thank God for his move. I thank God he's God and he's for us today. And his words say, if he be for us, he is more than the whole world against us. And see, he taught me. I can't look at people. I can't look at religion. I can't look at what your church and the pastor over there teaching based off. I can't go with that. I got to go with the move of God because he can move any kind of way. Who knows the mind of God? And now, if you know them that know the mind of God, I need you to holler at me, please, because I need to know it too. Because I believed it when I saw it. He said his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Don't tell me God to just move only in a certain way. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. I know him to move all kind of ways. Somebody said they know him to be a lawyer in the courtroom, and I raised my hand because I know him that way. I know him to be a doctor in the sick room. I even know him to be food when I'm hungry because he'll send somebody with a bag of groceries. And when it get here, it's got quick edible things. I don't have to wait to cook to eat. It's already got some stuff in there I can eat right now. There's a sub sandwich in there and a bottle of juice already. Now a bottle of water to wash the sub down, huh? Come on, talk to me, somebody, this morning. He's on our side today, and this is why I'm telling us, give him our all, sell out to him. Don't let the world and these other church crooks dictate to you. Don't do it. Don't follow foolishness. We want to follow God. I can't be in the spotlight a superstar. No. And I can't have all these folks following me. And if nobody don't like me and nobody is against me, I got to go back to the altar and make sure I got what I thought I got the first time. Because if everybody loving me and everybody following me, something wrong with me, y'all. He said he hated him, but he overcame, and we are overcome too. So I got to check things to make sure my calling and election is sure with him. I hope I didn't miss nobody this morning, and if I did, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would take it up, and that, Lord, you would speak to their hearts and minds, and that, God, you would lead them in the right path to get their blessing suddenly. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. And Father, we love you. We know you love us, and we are grateful unto you. I had no idea, no clue this would move this way. Yeah, I thought I was going to keep talking about a vaccine. God had something else. Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. I see your area code, 347, first three numbers, 499. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Evangelist Pittman. Do you recognize my voice?
I am trying to pick up on it. I got an idea, but I'm not sure. Come on, talk to us.
This is Sister Michelle. Remember Sister Michelle and Julie?
You from know New York. I do from New York.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is Sister Michelle. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I cannot complain today. I am so excited to hear you. Sister Michelle, yes, went to the conference. Yeah, treated
yes,
me like two ago.
Uh-huh. I figured let me give you a call and see how you're doing today.
Yes. Blessed. I can't complain. I'm still doing the same thing. Keep on keeping on in Jesus. And I just have to let him have his way. Yeah. And it's all right today. So how is Sister Julie?
She is fine. She's at work right now. She's doing well.
Okay. Wonderful. Because I know she went to
school. And I had moved back from New York. I'm actually back in Georgia.
Okay. 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 So how are things in Georgia?
Things is okay in Georgia. I'd rather Georgia than New York. So it's a little too busy in New York. It's more, you know, easygoing, you know.
Yes.
Life is more relaxing. In the country area for me. That's how I like it. Yes.
I love that country myself. I love the country. I'm from the country. Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, not just for Michelle, I got to play your song because I know y'all may have thought I forgot, but every now and then I fired up. And when I fired up, I tell them, I think about you and Sister Julie. I'm talking about treating me like one more queen, y'all. Oh, I was so happy. I enjoyed myself over there and got with all my Jamaican connection over there. Oh, it's a lot of them. And
Jamaican connection, Jamaican food, everything.
Yes, Yes, I did. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
Got over there, and some of them, I would be out in the hallway sitting, and two or three might come sit by me in the hallway. They wanted to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look at this. Fed me real good. Took me to the special grocery store. Yeah. All of that. a fancy restaurant the morning that I got there.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So thank God for you called in today and suddenly, Sister Michelle, and suddenly God is going to move. And suddenly God is going to move in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for the increase that you're bringing her way and bringing her family way. And Father, they shall live and not die to declare the works of you. And God, you're not done. You're not done. You're not done. Hallelujah. There's yet work. I can hear you singing, Sister Michelle. I need you to do some singing. Even if it's just around the house, I need you to do some singing. Uh-huh. Because suddenly, God is moving in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The spirit of healing going through your house. I see the spirit of healing going for some other family members in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you. Hey, my shop. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, we thank you for your hand at work this morning, God. We thank you.
Glory to God.
We thank you enough for what you're doing for your people.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Suddenly, it's going to show up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's already
Amen.
All right.
Receive. Amen.
Hallelujah. I got to do this one right quick for you. And I got to do this one for you, Sister Michelle.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heaven.
I am a warrior, Christian warrior, with the weapon in my right hand. I am a warrior, Christian warrior. Man, me nah back down, me nah back down, me nah back down. Satan kingdom must come down, it must come down. Go like I said, it a go far to the ground, far to the ground. Warrior, don't give up.
warrior, a 19 warrior. Jump around, we a warrior. Brave the Lord, we a warrior. Wave your hand, we a warrior. Fight the battle, warrior. Jump around, we a warrior. Brave the Lord, we a warrior. Get up and fight. Get up and fight. Cause we a warrior. Christian, oh Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jabez. And Christian warrior. I'm a believing warrior today. I'm a believing God warrior this day. I believe what he said in his word. I'm the head and not the tail. I can't help what it feels like, what it looks like, what no one thinks. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above today and not beneath. No weapon is formed against me. That is formed against me, it shall not prosper. Yeah. I can do all things through Christ that loves me. Hallelujah. I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord today who made the heavens and the earth. I'm grateful unto him this morning. And I thank him today. I wanted to open the studio, and I have to move with the flow of God, and I can't just do what I want to do. And to those I haven't said good morning to, Sister Mary Ann and Sister Melody Rose and different ones, God bless you today. God bless you this morning. And Marquez and Brother Gilmore and different ones, God bless you this morning. Thank God for you. Brother George West Perry, God bless you today. Brother Jermaine, God bless you. And to all the sisters, good morning. Good morning, and God bless you this day. And we thank God for his move. So we're about 8 minutes before we're out. So I'm going to pray this morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. We thank you for your move today. And God, we thank you for your mightiness, God, for your almighty God who have all power. Father, there is no higher power. And you're on our side today in spite of us. And we come gratefully before you this morning, thanking you for all you've done, for what you're doing right now, and Father, what you're going to do. We thank you for your suddenly. We thank you this morning. And Father, as we depart, bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Continue to meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask today, God, that we would begin to see our suddenly. Today, Lord, we know that you're able. We know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. And Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, September 15, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to our last song of the morning. And after the song, I won't be coming back. God bless you today.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, but you held on. God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, yep. And I thought that it was, yep. And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, go, go.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, God. Thank you, Jesus.